This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, November 1st, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In God's providence, the Supreme Court of Pakistan acquitted the Christian woman named Asiya Bibi yesterday, who has been on death row for nearly 8 years on false charges of blasphemy against Islam. Asiya was accused of speaking disparagingly about the false prophet Muhammad, but her real crime was that she offered water to Muslim co-workers who believed Asiya had made the water ceremonially unclean by drinking from the same cup. Praise be to God for the release of our sister in Christ. Please keep the rest of Pakistan's Christians in prayer as they may face backlash from Muslim extremists over the ruling. Isaiah 42:7 says that God works to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Sri Lanka, a small, predominantly Buddhist nation off the coast of India, is another nation that has seen a rise in attacks on Christians this year. William Stark of International Christian Concern told The Worldview about one incident in which a Christian family had to wear helmets every night because of rocks thrown through their windows.
The pastor who I talked to, he was, his house and his church were connected, and basically none of the windows on his house had glass, because every night a Buddhist extremist would come to his house and wait for them to have the light on the inside so they could be out in the dark and they could see people inside. And they'd essentially throw rocks in the window and hit them. Every night when the sun went down, the family had to put on helmets. So they wore helmets every night, just in case rocks were going to be thrown through the window at them or at the children.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report about why Christians in Sri Lanka face increasing hatred and opposition. Brazilian politician Jair Bolsonaro won the country's presidential election this week, receiving congratulations from President Donald Trump. Bolsonaro gave thanks to God for the victory, promising to govern, quote, following the Bible and the Constitution, end quote, and saying, quote, we cannot continue flirting with socialism, with communism, populism, and the extremism of the left, end quote. Last week, Ireland's voters approved a referendum to remove a constitutional ban on blasphemy in the once staunchly Catholic country. The 1937 blasphemy provision drew criticism in 2015 when police investigated British actor Stephen Fry for calling God stupid and selfish in an interview. Exodus 20 verse 7 says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Last Friday, a U.S. federal district court issued an order permanently banning enforcement of California's Reproductive Fact Act, which would have forced Christians in pro-life pregnancy centers to promote information about abortion. This is a welcome reprieve for the approximately 200 pro-life centers in California, many with religious affiliation. The order comes after the U.S. Supreme Court found that the law was likely in violation of the First Amendment back in June. With the midterm elections less than a week away, U.S. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California is promising to introduce legislation to protect individuals committed to sexual perversions if Democrats win the House, reports the News Tribune. Politico predicts the House leans in favor of the Democrats and that the Senate will likely go to the Republicans. But if you've not yet cast your ballot, please make sure that you go to the polls and represent biblical values. President Trump is moving over 5,000 U.S. troops to the border with Mexico as the migrant caravan from Honduras of around 4,000 people approaches. Religious organizations are calling on the government to treat people humanely. However, one Christian couple moved to Central America 5 years ago to help people there break the cycle of violence and poverty and ultimately to find Jesus. Graham Davis with the Advanced Project told CBN News, quote, "Our students are not running for the border. They see the value in being where they are and growing in leadership. The Advanced Project develops leaders in the developing world," end quote. And finally, Researchers at Stockholm University and the University of South Carolina released a study recently showing unselfish people have more children and make more money. Focusing on the personal lives of Americans and Europeans, the study found that those who make sacrifices for others typically had more children and received higher salaries compared with more selfish people. Acts 20 verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 1st in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a World View special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. William Stark of International Christian Concern talked with the World View about the rise of Christian persecution in Sri Lanka. Because Christians are a very small minority in Sri Lanka, they are often the victims of discrimination and attacks.
Christianity makes up a very small percentage of the country, around 1 to 2%, and not much more than that. And Christians face persecution there mainly because of religious nationalism. In Sri Lanka's case, because of Buddhist nationalism. Buddhists, especially more extremist nationalists, believe that Sri Lanka should be and or is a Buddhist nation, and that Christianity is a foreign and negative influence coming into Sri Lanka, so it needs to be pushed out even by violent means.
Stark talked about the rise in hate crimes against Christians in Sri Lanka just this year.
Recently, it is on the rise. The National Christian Evangelical Alliance of Sri Lanka, they've reported an increase as of 2018 in the number of incidents that they're seeing. According to their reports, they've seen 67 incidents of persecution, as they define it, in Sri Lanka, with September being the worst month.
Stark said that Christians have been beaten and government officials have confiscated church properties.
A lot of those instances are assaults, Christians being attacked physically. Also, you have authorities who will come in and close down churches, intimidation, discrimination, false arrest. Those are all sort of the things that Sri Lankan Christians face because of their faith.
Stark emphasized that the reason Indian Christians and Sri Lankan Christians face a good deal of persecution is that countries in Southeast Asia identify themselves strongly with one religion or another.
Religious nationalism is a larger problem in South Asia, generally speaking. If you look at the map of South Asia, you have India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Bangladesh. These are all countries that used to be part of the same nation or British colonial India as we see it. When the British left, India and Pakistan divided based on religious lines. Pakistan being the Muslim country for Muslims in South Asia, whereas India became the Hindu nation for Hindus in India. And then Sri Lanka as well became kind of the Buddhist nation of Buddhists in South Asia. From the founding of these countries coming out of colonialism, there's been this idea of religious nationalism.
Stark said that this is what has caused Christians to be looked at as a despised minority.
That sort of mixing of national identity and religious identity has led to a lot of problems in each one of these countries. I mean, you look at India, Hindu nationalism is a big issue. You look at Pakistan, you have Muslim nationalism. Generally speaking, it's more of this religious nationalism issue that is systemic in South Asia.
You get all the rights because this is a Muslim country, or this is a Hindu country, or this is a Buddhist country. But if you're not, then you get to be a second-class citizen here.
Please keep the Sri Lankan Christians in prayer, that they would remain steadfast and immovable, and that their eyes would be daily fixed on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. This has been a World View Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.